Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ty Chandler, the running back. The fake.
Good morning, everybody.
It's
not a great morning for 49er fans.
Man.
That was Kevin Harlan, CBS. That was the touchdown that made it 20-7. 20-7.
It should have been 27-7, but Fred Warner, Superman, caused a fumble on Aaron Jones going into the end zone. Go ahead, partner. You just started, man, because this is why we love sports, right, in the NFL. Who had this?
It's the NFL. A lot of crazy stuff can happen.
Yeah, right.
Vikings seem to own the 49ers
right,
in Minnesota.
That's right. 1992, the Niners have not won in that building.
Yeah, they didn't play well enough, and it could have been worse. That's the way I look at it.
Wow.
You had a special teams botch with the block punt. That led to a score. You essentially had two interceptions by Purdy. One was called a fumble, but what does it really matter? You give up a 98-yard touchdown pass. That can't happen. You can't convert on third or fourth down. That can't happen. And it was just a game that it ends 23-17, but I think if you're a 49er fan, you know that it really wasn't that close. Minnesota took care of you yesterday.
Yeah, and we got the news when we left you Friday, when I left you all on the crossover, the Niners were talking about putting McCaffrey on IR. He's officially on IR. But what was the theme of the week after dominating the Jets was they don't need McCaffrey. Give a bouquet of roses to Kyle Shanahan. But you said Saturday, you texted me, Steiner, you were watching Tulane, Oklahoma. On any level of football, college, high school, you said it. You give up six sacks, you give up a 97-yard touchdown, you have a fumble, an interception, and you go 2-10 on third down. You give up 7-12 to the other team on third. You have a block punt. You ain't winning jack. And that's what happened yesterday. Steiner, can I dare say I felt like the Niners got dominated?
Well, I mean, the only thing that kind of prevents you from saying that, if you said it, I don't necessarily think I'd really, really disagree with you, is the 49ers did throw for 300 yards, and they did have a 100-yard rusher. But they were never really competitive in that game until the very end when, they would have needed to recover an onside kick. But, you know, don't forget, too, they were 1-for-3 on fourth down.
Yes, they were.
Which is also something that gets you beat.
And they went on the fourth down early. Were you shocked at the timing of the fourth down that Kyle was so aggressive early?
Which one?
The one they got it on the first drive.
Oh, where they got the long pass to, I believe, was it Jennings on that play?
Yeah, you were correct. But I was just like, wow, like he's being a gunslinger. But other than that, Steiny, I didn't recognize the offensive line. I'm talking about everybody. Brindle, Trent Williams, the defensive line. That's where my focus is at today. And I know we'll cover it all. But Steiny, Bosa got two sacks. One was a scholarship. I don't know what Darnold was doing. But there's no way. When I left you all Friday, I thought Sam Darnold could beat this San Francisco 49er team. And Steiny, he looked like the better quarterback yesterday.
He did. There's no doubt about it.
I'm shocked.
He absolutely did.
Yeah.
The one thing that happened yesterday is if you look at week one against the Jets, the 49ers ran the ball 37 times and they passed it 28. Yesterday, they passed it 36 and they ran it 25. Now, the question I have for 49er fans, is that just what's going to happen if you get down 13-7 and then 20-7? You're going to have to throw it more. But it wasn't like they weren't gaining yards on the ground.
Yes. Mason averaged 5 yards a pop and only got 20 carries.
Exactly.
And you were telling the masses real quick here, Stoney, that Kyle liked to run more a little. So I don't know why they got away for it. And they were, with all that said, they were down 6 at halftime. But to me, the staple of this game and why Minnesota won it, they earned it. No Justin Jefferson on the last drive. And Minnesota went down there and got it. Just ran the ball down their throat, threw it, you know. Naylor made some big catches, and Darnold obviously with some big throws. But to give up 3 in that instance, Donnie, I thought, okay, the Niners are going to quit playing. They're going to stop them, get the ball, and score. Minnesota went down the field after Darnold threw. That's what has me concerned.
Well,
the Niner defense.
Well, there were 2 times yesterday where the Niners defense just couldn't get a stop, and it was both when they needed it most. At the end of the first half, it's 10-7. Minnesota's got the ball after you finally get on the board, and they march up the field and kick a field goal in the last play of the first half.
Yeah.
And that's a field goal. So now they're up 13-7. Then you cut it to 20-14. You got to get a stop, and you can't get a stop. And on both those drives, Minnesota converts 3 third down plays.
Yeah, they do.
So right there to me is the game. The Vikings were 7 of 12 third down conversions, and the 49ers were 3 for 13 on third and fourth down conversions. So they just didn't look very good yesterday. Obviously, Ayuk has got to figure something out with Brock Purdy. He only had 4 catches for 40-some yards.
Which you broke down, partner, is his average, 4.5.
Yeah, exactly. Debo Samuel looks like we're right about him. He's going to have a big year. Bosa had a couple of sacks. But really, you got to give the Minnesota Vikings a ton of credit. They handled the Niners, it felt like.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, about the 97 yards touchdown to Justin Jefferson, the audacity and gall of Minnesota to dial up that play and not fear the pass rush of the Niners. Darnold was in his own end zone, Stoney. Scooted up and let one go. And Brown and Odom, who got benched for a couple series later in the game, you just can't have that happen. And it looked like a video game watching them cops and robbers chasing after the great Justin Jefferson. But when it's all said and done, you know, we could say, and I have, the Niners dominated the Jets. But the Jets quietly were 6-10 on third down. And that was the theme to me yesterday. Minnesota 7-12. And on the season, 8 quarters, Donnie, teams are 13-22 against this vaunted defense. So we thought, on third down. And I don't got to tell you guys, third down is a money down.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers get beat 23-17. Also, I mean, I haven't even mentioned this guy's name, but Christian McCaffrey is going to be out at least 3 more games. That'll mean he's going to miss the first 5 games of the year. And it's going to be Jordan Mason time, at least early in the year. He's looked good.
I wonder why 20 carries, man.
Maybe. I mean, if you look at it this way, you know, what do you have, 28 carries the first game, 20 the second? I'll bet you he's right up among the league leaders in attempts. But maybe Kyle could have used him a little bit more. Who knows? But when you get down, they played the whole game essentially from behind. And when you're playing from behind, chances are you tend to throw it a little bit more. So, That's what happened yesterday. I thought that the Minnesota Vikings were just in control of that game from start to finish.
And then when you thought the Niners had a chance again, when they got the touchdown in the fourth quarter to cut it to 6, I was listening to Bonte and Shasky. Shasky was doing a little math gymnastics. He wanted Kyle to go for it, Stoney, so you could get it within 5. And if you give up 3 on the next possession, hold him to 3, you'd be down 8. So you essentially could get the ball, score and go for 2 and send it to overtime.
Wait, say this again?
So they scored the touchdown to cut it to 2017.
2014. Okay.
So Shasky wanted them to go for 2.
Oh, at that point.
It would have been 20-15 had you done that. But the point is, in all that, the Niners defense would have had to come up with a stop. And for the whole day, they could. Sonny, this game should have been 27-7 going into the fourth quarter with the Aaron Jones, you know, punch out fumble right at the 1 yard line. But just think about that. The Niners were lucky to have it that close and still couldn't muster up enough moxie on defense or pressure. And that's my concern. Where is that front? Leonard Floyd didn't record a tackle, Steiny.
888-957-9570. Niners fall to 1-1. They lose 23-17. Christian McCaffrey's going to be out another three games at least. The Vikings handle the 49ers. How you feeling?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.